Good morning. Our question today is a very relevant question. When is the ideal time to say slichos? And when is, even if it's not ideal, when is it still a proper time to say slichos? Starting for Ashkenazim, the week before Rosh Hashanah, Sfaradim have been saying it all the way from the beginning of Elul. So the Shulchan Aruch answers this question. He says as follows, Nohagim lakum ba'ashmores. Lomar slichos v'tachanunim. The minhag is to wake up ashmores. We have to see what that means in order to say slichos. So ashmores means either the end, towards the end of the night, or really early in the morning, very, very early in the morning. So it means the last 3 hours of the night. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes a tour throughout the world and ends off the last 3 hours in this world that we live in, and accordingly, that is an Eis Ratzon. Eis Ratzon means a positive time that a Kadosh Baruch Hu typically answers our tefillos in a positive manner. So we want to be sure to daven during an Eis Ratzon. The last 3 hours of the night is indeed that ideal time to say slichos. Now, nonetheless, even though that's the ideal time, indeed, people push it later than that. Some push it till the Alos HaShachar, which is, there are different ways to compute it. One simple way, although some poskim don't agree with the computation, is approximately 72 minutes before sunrise would be Alos HaShachar. So some start it then. Some push it later until the daybreak when the sun begins to rise and that the light begins to expand on the world. And even later than that, people push it to later because, in fact, these days, the Slichos days, are an Eis Ratzon in of themselves. So simply saying Slichos during these days, even as if it's not at the ideal time, at the end of the night, last 3 hours of the night, but it's still even during the daytime. This is what Rav Yavadia Yosef says, even if you want to say it during the daytime, even up to before Mincha, saying it before Mincha, that would indeed be acceptable also. So again, the ideal time is the last 3 hours of the night. That's called Ashmores, but thereafter also throughout the day. So how about the concept of saying it at Chatzos HaLaila, midpoint in the night? It's not 12 a.m., but it's halfway between sunrise and sunset, different ways to compute it. So how about Chatzos HaLaila? So indeed, some have the minhag to say the slichos at that point as well, because the Zohar tells us that that also is an Eis Ratzon, that is a propitious time that our tefillahs will be answered as well. So indeed, we have two ideal times. One is Ashmores, and one is, some people say, at Chatzos HaLaila. And how about before Chatzos HaLaila? Indeed, there are some shuls that will push it even earlier than Chatzos. In fact, that is not the right thing to do according to the vast majority of poskim. According to the Kabbalah, you can't say the slichos. To some of the slichos, you can't say the Yud Gimel Midos. It's against the Kabbalah to say the slichos before Chatzos HaLaila. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva on this, that if there's a real exigent circumstances, for example, if you are scared, you're worried that you're not going to get a minion for slichos if they do it at the proper times, early in the morning or at Chatzos, and during certain specific circumstances, it's a danger to going out, for example. Then he said this is a one-time heter, it was a horah shah for those specific circumstances he was talking about in New York. He said then it would be permitted, but the default is it's not indeed permitted. There are some who want to be miyashev the minhag, want to reconcile the minhag of some people saying it before Chatzos, but indeed, unless a rav, a big posek paskins accordingly that it's permitted, indeed, that should be totally avoided. So there we are in a nutshell, and then we'll just add one more point. So in a nutshell, the times, ideal time, Ashmores HaBoker, the last 3 hours of the night, that is an Eis Ratzon, a propitious time to daven. Also, Chatzos of the nighttime is a propitious time. If you're not going to do it during those times, you can also say it during the day as well. Now, there is one hakpada that we are a little bit stricter. The first night of Slichos, that we don't say it during the day, or else we have to make some changes in the text of the Slichos. Indeed, it should be said at Chatzos or Ba'ashmores before Alos HaShachar, because there's certain, there's a pizmon that says Bezakatam Be'od Lail. We are crying out to Kadosh Baruch Hu while it's still nighttime, and we say Retzei Atiratam Be'omdam Ba'alelos Be'motzei Menucha. So we are saying that it is now Motzei Shabbos, which means before Alos HaShachar, on Sunday morning. So even those who will say the slichos during the day or mornings, but after daybreak, during the rest of slichos, the first night, we are strict to say it from chatzos and up until alos hashachar. That is when indeed the first night, in particular, all times, but specifically in the first night of slichos, we really have to be makbid to say slichos early during those time periods and not during the daytime. Have a wonderful day.